Blog Talk Radio.
Minutes late speaking engagement, then he'd be ready to kind of
get in and do his part. And that's what it's all about, Steve Reagan. Get in and do your part. And so all we do, both do, is look in the mirror and see our part and keep it moving. All right, what we're going to do, we're going to get something going on and see who's going to be on stage for tonight's episode, part number 178. Until our elder come on, we have something already in the making. Then our elder will tell us all about the broadcast. Remember, no class tomorrow. Be back on the airways after the night tomorrow, Wednesday, 6 p.m. So let's see who's going to be on stage for take number 178. Oh, okay, Young Lion, ready to go. Young Lion, brother of Yada Judah, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. We'll get something going on with Brother Titus until whoever can come on stage for the nice episode 178. But we can be off and running, no doubt about it. All right, so our elder, he don't finally make the room. So what we do, we just put all that good talk on hold and bring the elder in. And then we'll get back with the Young Lion just in a second. So when you meet our elder with our voice, you say, Elder Mr. Tibbs, tribe of Yada Judah, the elder. Yahqua beat you, Seed Royal.
And Yahqua bless you, Seed Israel, the Seed Royal. Hallelujah. Yahqua.
Hallelujah, what the hell? Well, all we know, we'll just get ready to take off the Young Lion. But since our elder got to lay the foundation, and so and we know one thing, the foundation got to be laid according to Psalms 11, verse 3. So what are you going to tell this national audience? There's over 600,000 plus on the international side. You're on the clock. Take your time, the elder. Come on.
Once again, Yahqua bless you, see you, Israel. And thank you for inviting me into tonight's broadcast. And always, you hear me say, it's always a great pleasure to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that came to hear the words of Yahqua. And that's always a good thing. And I can say that again today. It was exceptionally a good thing. And I'll give you an example. On this program, when you listen and you're word up in the word, you begin to see things that you had not seen before. You begin to see things that were not apparent to you before. And that's a good thing, because deception comes to you in many different ways, visually, verbally, and you have to be prepared for that. And the way you be prepared is be word up in Yahqua. Ran into two women today, which is kind of unusual, sitting right on Madison in the shade with a sign up saying, Bible lessons being taught. Well, there's only one person standing there. Out of curiosity, I decided to pull up and talk to these people. Bible lessons? Let me see what they're teaching. Well, the first person I saw there was a Puerto Rican guy. He's sitting there trying to explain to them about what he understands that the word is, and was all over the place. I says, okay, I'll wait my turn because I want to see actually what they're teaching. I was very curious. So, being of Puerto Rican descent, I asked him, do you know where your fatherland was of elder back years ago? Where did you derive from? Well, he couldn't quite answer. He just said they were always Puerto Ricans. So I gave him the 12 tribes of Israel list. I said, you're from the tribe of Ephraim, brother. Look at that and see where that came from. Know where you came from. You know what you're explaining about yourself today. He left quickly. Now, here are the other women that were sitting there. They were Jehovah Witnesses. Kind of figured, but I wasn't really sure. So they wanted to teach me about the word. I listened because, you know, it tells you in Sirach chapter 11:35, you have to be willing to hear every Yahqua'li discourse. And don't let those understandings, you know, get past you. If you read that, you understand what it says. So they told me, they said, well, you know, the Mighty One only gave his word to the ordinary men. So right away, I knew that was a catch. I said, no, the Mighty One did not give his word to the ordinary man. He gave his word to righteous men. And the first man that he gave it to was Moses. I said, were you aware that Moses wrote the first five books of the Bible? Were you aware of that? Even wrote about his death before he had died. I says, and each one of the prophets that you read in the Bible, even that Bible you're holding in your hand, the American Standard, those are prophets that were given to not the ordinary man. Let's look at this word, righteous men. The word was given to righteous men. At that particular time, what amazed me, here comes their teacher in suit and tie. He gets out of the car. He walks over. They take down the sign. Okay, sir, have a good day. Well, let not the parables of understanding escape thee. See, sometimes people that's teaching the word, they have to know. In 2 Esther chapter 7, we were actually on 2 Esther yesterday for those that paid attention, but in 2 Esther chapter 7, looking at verses 7 and 8, it says, the entrance therefore is narrow, and set in a dangerous place to fall, like if there was fire on the right hand, and on the left, deep water. 8. And only one pass between them both, between the fire and the water, so small, there could only be one man or woman go there at once. When you have somebody trying to teach you this word, and they're not straight with it, and teaching you all over the place, that is a problem. You'll find yourself in the book of Matthew, chapter 7, reading verse 13. It says, enter ye at this straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Well, you don't want to go through a wide gate because there's no guidance. See, this is why a teacher can't learn from his students. Although you have many teachers out there trying to teach, but they're not teacher clientele. A teacher is given wise counsel. And having knowledge, he even gains more experience by teaching because he's using wise counsel. Now, if he has a student, you have to remember, a student can learn from wise counsel also, which shows well in all of our six camps that teach. We have to be aware by knowing the scriptures and the Bible precepts. This is a powerful statement. We're given the knowledge to know that those out there that camouflage their evil or mostly confused teachings. An overly loud bump-the-gums contest for righteous learning. And as I saw today, even using the Bible scriptures as unconscious verbal weapons against those of us that don't know. It sounds good, but it's not. This is why we're here to help guide you through these bad, dark times of teaching. Christianity, loud bump-the-gums for righteous learning. We welcome and thank all of you for attending a live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live, as always, with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost, about Yahuwah's Word. Learning on this program how to connect the Bible books for your biblical education, your health, foods you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. All this comes from this one book and much more. And this is done because you have knocked, and you found you don't have to look any further now. This teaching begins in the voices of the true Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. We're open unto you Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, having no class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of Sabbath is Friday. Current time of that class is from 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part of the Sabbath class is Saturday. We have a temple class that starts at 12 p.m., and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 p.m. until our temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your smart devices and enter tribeyada.com. And after you click enter, just under the big line, you'll see some choices. One, which will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. But after clicking this, again, you'll see choices. still choose the tithes and offerings, and doing so, remember what it says to all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, give unto the Yahuwah, or your kindred to the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8. Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come unto his court. Well, on this note, a man of wisdom asked me once, did I know what tithes, offering, and alms meant? I replied, yes. And as I said once before, I think I went through this, he said, let me give you a verse to go along with what you already understand. He gave me the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 3. It says, there can be no good that come to him that is always occupied in evil, nor to him that giveth no alms. Well, that made a lot of sense after we sat and discussed it for a minute, because you have to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver, and also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures that are mentioned in the book of Leviticus, chapter 27, verse 30, and once again mentioned in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8, and verse number 9. This is done to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah alive. Also for building a school, a banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health tools you continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. We even have a calendar. While there, check the calendar. It's designed to help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year. We even have a live program. This feature is available by entering Yahuwah Radio Live on any search line. And after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even have two email addresses for the listening members to use. The first is tribeyadav@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject answer or related topic. We even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah Online. The first is 319-527-6065. This is our live conference room number. The other is 224-600-5579. This would be our international number, where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 and 9 accounts of Yahuwah's ministry. But in saying that, do not call this number trying to teach. You will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You have to remember that what it says in the book of Sirach, chapter 6, verse 6, be at peace with me, but nevertheless, but have one counselor over a thousand. Also, by calling this number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure we get the correct name and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact the seer via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. The seer is usually pretty busy with the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, and now even addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use the international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach. As I said, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. You have to remember, we are the blessed children of Yahuwah, the blessed peacemakers. And you'll find that in the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 9. Now, if you haven't missed the beginning of our program, you can always catch the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except Fridays. Program time will be repeated after 10:30. Just enter the three words of Yahuwah Radio Live, and after clicking it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav. And once again, you will find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Now, during our normal broadcast, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Pal Talk. This is for your Bible education also. two different places. Can you imagine that? We'll be listed under ethnic group, African American. When you look for Voices of the True Israelites Tribe of Yadav, you'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. Online there to discuss the on-the-table topics we discussed during our program will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with Seer Israel riding a shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Walk Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. Yahuwah be with you all. So we can get started on our program. We'll turn our system over to our Seer Israel and say, hello, Yahuwah.
Hello, Yahuwah there. Hello, Mr. Tibbs. You know, I couldn't even write down fast enough all the good stuff he was bringing to the table. So I'm not going to even worry about it. I'm just going to let Luke 12:12 take care of all of it. Because you said a whole lot of good stuff, and that's a great thing. That's why we know this ministry will be the ministry that laid a fatal blow on the miseducation of the Israelite that is so-called the Negro. The so-called the Negro and all these names. Remember one thing. You know, I was talking to some brothers overseas, and I was saying plainly that everybody's black is not Israelite. Because you are color, that don't make you no Israelite. Israelite is not something that you can jump in, and it's no such thing as a lot of camps teach a spiritual Israelite. That's not so. So we're going to leave it like that. We got a lot of memos on tape, and the elder added some more to it. So all we can do now is just get this thing running. And Brother Micaiah, look at what is the definition of propaganda? P-R-O-P-E-G-A-N-D-A. Propaganda. Now whatever that can bring us to, we'll find out once we hear definition of propaganda and the formula. F-O-R-U-Y-I-L-I, the formula on how to defeat the propaganda. Because right now, we full of propaganda, and that's why we don't see the Bible as we see it. It was a lot of rules and regulations was given to a people. And we're going to examine everything after we get the definition propaganda. All we're going to do, we'll see who all will be on stage and why the young lion look for the definition of propaganda. And see, we got to come up with the formula on how to dismantle propaganda. Because when you search the history of the peoples of the book, they have failed on every side through propaganda. But that's by the hand of Yahuwah when he turns to other nations on you because of your propaganda, making statements and you don't fulfill your end of the bargain. All right, so young lion, I tell you what, let's see if we deal with the young lion. Let's see, can he give old Seer the definition of propaganda? Let's see what propaganda means for this national audience. Remember, no class tomorrow. And we said WCC. Okay. Seer, all those on the international side, do you think that you're responsible for them? No. How many do you think is pro Voices of the True Israelites? I don't know. How many is it? Seer, over 600,000 plus. Okay. You don't have to answer that. But I'll tell you one thing. What we have to answer for is find out what the young lion got to tell me about the propaganda. And we'll show you how propaganda works. And we're going to show you a formula deal with it. Like last night lesson with Bullcat, what his name, Malone. He will jump the Israelite camps about what do this mean, what do all mean, all means and all this. And the Israelite camps cannot get out Monday. But we had a lot of calls pertaining to they prepared for Bullcat Malone now. So just how to jump them real good. And that's the big thing. See, anytime we can assist anybody, that's what we assisting on the camps is about. We can assist you on anything pertaining to the Bible, what they're going to use, and how to get out money. So now the Israelite camps know how to jump Bullcat Malone when he comes before their congregation and holler, what do that mean? All men, all nations, what that means. So you got it? Good. All right. So now y'all can take care of that. And that's a great thing. And we're going to show you some more as Yahweh give it to us. Right now, we're going to find a young lion. And first, let's bring him in first. Young lion from the tribe of Yahweh, Judah, Kaya, Israel, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. Yahweh bid you that city, are you?
And Yahweh bless you there, dear Israel of the Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh there, young lion. Well, young lion is a... I need to know the definition of propaganda. What that word means, propaganda. Propaganda, propaganda. What definition did they write down for the word called propaganda? Come on.
Okay, reading from the propaganda, I have the Google definition. It means information, especially of a biased or misleading nature, used to promote or publicize a particular political cause or point of view. And then I have from the Western Dictionary, coming from gave a little small detail of the history of propaganda. It says propaganda is today most often used in reference to political statements, but the word comes to our language through its use in religious context. Congregation for Propagating the Faith was an organization established in 1622 by Pope Gregory XV as a means of furthering Catholic missionary activity.
Mm-hmm. So that's excellent you read because, you know, we're looking directly at it, but like I said again, see, this thing is all about coming together as one. And that propaganda started, that word started with the Catholic Church. The Catholic Church is the one that started the word propaganda. Propaganda is a word called manipulate the known man and have them thinking one thing and when it's something else. Mm-hmm. So that was propaganda is. But now the Six Anointed Camps going to give you the formula on how you can deal with the propaganda because it's all over you. Every time when you contrary to this Bible, then you got your big belly full of propaganda. When you think that you walk outside and bump into everybody and look like somebody else and don't think you've been propaganda, you've been propaganda too. That's the key. So we're going to take care of all that as we unfold. Right now, let's see who else going to be on stage for tonight's episode. And let's see, is another young lion, Brother Titus, up and coming teacher out of Camp 1. And he said, see, I'm on in. I want to do my part in grand style. That's a great thing there, Brother Titus. Let's see if we bring Brother Titus in and see will he be part of coming on stage for take number 178. So when you meet the up-and-coming teacher out of Camp 1 called Brother Titus, Yahweh be with their seed, right?
And Yahweh bless you there, Seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. I like your bass of you boys. I kind of like that. No doubt about it. All right. Let's see, can we, right now, I see Mother E, and we know Mother D of Israel be on a little bit later, and Mother Z, she at a desk now, trying to hear something, make some notes on it, then she going to respond in the latter part of the broadcast on what she hearing or what the Almighty put on her. Right now, we're looking for Mother E. Mother E, one of the most out of camp one. Tribe of Yahdah Judah also. Mother E.
Yahweh bless you, still Israel, for Seed Roy. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh, there, Mother E. All right, excellent. We're going to get something going on there, Mother E. We're going to get something going on. We're going to find a young man that's going to get in that microphone, Brother Titus, Brother Micaiah, get in that microphone and tell us what Luke chapter 12, verse 12. What does it say there, Brother Micaiah? Come on.
The book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12. Verse 12 reads, "For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you are to say."
What you are to say. That's right. We heard a lot, and we got a lot of memos on the table. Now, but one thing we do know, Brother Titus, one thing
yes,
we do know that is a ministry out here, according to Acts 17, verse 6. Can you tell me 17, verse 6 says? Now, somebody, they made this statement from observation. They were peeping on something, and they made this statement right here. Remember, we're going to see, can we touch on this word called propaganda and what the formula. See, we're not going to just tell you about a word. We're going to give you the F-O-R-M-U-L-A on it, the formula on propaganda. Let's find out what is the talk that's going on in 17, verse 6 there, Brother Titus. What's the talk going on that we can read? Acts 17, verse 6, what does it say?
The book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 6 reads, "And when they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren of the rulers of the city, crying, These that have turned the world upside down are come hither also."
Mm-hmm. He said, these men right here turned the world. What kind of way they
upside down.
You see, they done turned the world upside down. And I had a precept for that, but it just right there got away from me. They don't want me to bring it up right now. I had a precept for that. Turn the world. These are the men that have turned this world upside down. And that's a great thing. Now, they turn what world upside down? What world did these men turn upside down that we can read there, Brother Titus? We're going to 45:17 and find out of Isaiah the seer, what world did these men turn upside down? Come on.
Book Isaiah the seer, chapter 45. Verse 17, "But Israel should be saved in Yahweh with an everlasting salvation. You should not be ashamed nor confounded, world without end."
So according to that precept, young lion, the man turned what world upside down? What world, according to that precept, what world was turned upside down? According to that precept, that young lion, Can you throw a seed out on that?
Yes, sir. World of Israel.
The world of the children of Israel. So they turned the world of the children of Israel upside down. Evidently, they got caught up with propaganda. The powers to be had duped the children of Israel. And so when you precept that in Nehemiah 2:10, Brother Titus, what do you get out of Nehemiah 2, verse 10? Let's see, can we remember, we look at propaganda and the formula for propaganda. So in Nehemiah 2, verse 10, can you throw see out there and what it say?
Yes, sir. The book of Nehemiah, you see it, chapter 2, verse 10. When the Sabbath, and the Sabbath, the Horonite, and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, and it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to teach the welfare of the children of Israel.
Uh-huh. So they got grieved because it was a ministry that's coming seeking the welfare of the children of Israel. See, that's the game change, and that's how you're going to take care of Bo-Cap Malone.
Mm-hmm.
Because this Bible is seeking the welfare of the children of Israel. So when we read Genesis chapter 12, young lines 1, 2, and 3, then we supposed to get a little suspicious with that foundation we just got through land. Because the elder brought up a lot of key points about the Puerto Ricans and the Mexicans that was out there trying to pass a little salvation across the Bible. So we were trying to write it down as fast as we can, but we want to talk about something when it comes down to the Bible. What do this mean when you go there in the 12th chapter, 1, 2, and 3, because when Bo-Cap Malone jumped the Israelite camp, this is another one of his strong verses he'll bring to the table. And then the children of the book can't get off Monday. But we of the six anointed camps love to hear these things because we supposed to be sounding. If you take last night's lesson and put it with the lesson today and Sunday and Monday lesson, oh, day is Monday. I'm going too fast. Sunday, Monday lesson put together. And when you read the 12th chapter 1, 2, and 3, what did it say that Brother Titus in Genesis 12, 1, 2, and 3, what did it say that we can read?
The book of Genesis of the Heavenly Tablets, chapter 12, verse 1 through 3. Now Yahweh has said unto Abram, get you out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's family until land that I will show you. Verse 2. And I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and you should be a blessing. Verse 3 reads, and I will bless them that bless you, and curse him that curses you, and in you shall all families of the earth be blessed.
Now you see that? So when Bo-Cap Malone, according to the memos I got, he'll drop that on the Israelite camp, you know, based on the one that street teaching where he can walk up on. He'll drop that on them, and he'll say, well, what do that mean? Now, I ain't going to put nobody on the spot with that. But we clear that the six anointed camps can get off from under that with ease. We clear they can get off from under that right there with ease. We very clear that. I ain't repeat that what you're saying there, Latter-day Saints. I'm not going to repeat that. Nope. I ain't going to say nothing behind that one. So, But one thing about it, but we're going a little further. So now, we found out now that if that statement is dropped on the table, 12, 1, 2, and 3, the Abraham father of many nations. And out of his seed shall all the nations be blessed. Now, when Bo Cap Malone jumped the Israelite camp, they say, he say, what that mean? That means, now how you going to get out from under that? And then look at WCC saying, yeah, sir, how you going to get out from under that? Well, we don't have a problem getting out from under that, but we'll get out from under that and time upon it. But we look at this word called propaganda. So, Brother Micaiah, let me show you a great big piece of propaganda. And when you get there, you're supposed to be able to deal with it. But we want you to make sure you read it just like it is. And we'll see if I'm going to point back at some things. To get some things warmed up. See, we read like we see it because of all the international lines, especially on the international side, because they say they got something, and we're going to see, do you got something? So now in Ezekiel 39 there, Ezekiel 39 there, Brother Micaiah, we want to take a look at a statement that we can read. The 39th chapter of Ezekiel, Brother Micaiah. And we're going to let it play itself out. And then we're going to point back at it. What do we say we can read in the last line of, in the last line? I'm not looking for the subject matter. I'm just looking for the meaning of it according to as it's written. In 39, verse 27, give me the last line. What it say?
Okay.
Ezekiel 39:27. Give me the last line. And make a note of this right here, because we're going to show you how you can catch propaganda, but you got to let the Bible catch it and see what they're working with. Now, we go on and take a look at this right here. Ezekiel 39, the last line says what? What do you say we can read?
Okay. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, the last line reads, in them in the sight of many nations.
In the sight of many nations. So there it is there. In the sight of many nations. Now, we know if you precept your Bible, it'll give a definition. That word is an interchangeable word with what? In 28. That, and just read down to, and stop the interchangeable name for nation. Just stop right there. I want the storyline. We just get a point. Because we're going to show, we're going to deal with propaganda and the formula for propaganda. So now you in verse 28. Help me out there, young lion. Come on.
Oh, okay. Book of Ezekiel, chapter 39, verse 28 reads, then shall they know that I am Yahweh, their Yahweh, which caused them to be led into captivity among the heathen.
And that's what we're talking about. Not the whole story. We're just showing you exactly what we need to work with. It's like going to a store. You see a lot of things in the store, but you don't buy everything you see. And, you know, a lot of people, they're scared of a lot of books because they said, well, this or that. Well, no, no. You ain't going in that book to get that out of that. You go and get what connects with the 66 books out of there, and that's all you want. So what we want out there to show you soundly that in the sight of many nations, it means in laying the captivity among the heathen. So heathen in nation is a interchangeable word. If they use it with propaganda to you, but You got to see through the propaganda. So heathen means nation, and nation being propaganda means heathen. So there go your propaganda word. Heathen is a propaganda word for nation. You got that? Six anointed camps. Good. Now, all right, good. Now we're going to get something else. Listen real good. Now we're going to 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 23. Let it play out, and when we start tightening up, we'll run into things that should be so plainly, but you have to be a member of the Six Anointed Camp to even understand, and you have to bump shoulders to be able to retain this information, because you're not going to retain it when the heat get on. And that's why Bo-Cat Malone can jump out of camp. But we give you information how to carve a turkey slice by slice all the way up. See, we don't worry about it in the time appointed jumping the sixth anointed camp, because we are prepared to take a deep breath and let you bump your gums and just dismount everything you got on tape. And I believe we can do it. So now in 2 Kings there, Brother Micaiah, I believe we can do it. I really believe we can do it. In 2 Kings chapter 3, let's play a step out. Let's see what it says in verse 24. Let's play a step out. But let's see what you give me, just what I need. We're going to see what you give me, what I need. I don't want the storyline. All I want is the subject matter.
Let's see. Yeah, well.
2 Kings 3, verse 24. Listen to this.
2 Kings chapter 3, verse 24. Verse 24 reads, "And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forth."
What I just said, hold on a minute. So I just said, I didn't want the storyline. All I wanted is the point. All the point I wanted was in that world, not the storyline. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites. So that's who Israel is. They Israelites. So now, propaganda going to have them being somebody else up the road. But when you read in the Bible, Six Anointed Camp, Israel is the Israelites. What you get who Israel is, the Israelites. So you make a note of that. So you go in your book, Six Anointed Camps, because we're going somewhere. Remember, we're going to deal with propaganda at the highest rate and give you the formula to it. All we want out of that to show you that the camp now, not the tent, the camp of Israel and who they are. Who they are? The Israelites. There go the game changer right there. Now, no school. It's going to break this down, and that's why we know that propaganda is at its best. So all we want out of that was showing you soundly that when you see the word Israel, the camp of Israel, they are the Israelites. Now, we'll get a precept on that, young lion. So now, you can get a precept on that by going to Joshua. We're going to Joshua and give us a precept on that. You know, once we got a precept on something, then they can't get off under the precept when the time appointed. When they jump out there, okay, let them jump out there. But when you got your foundation laid, like the last night lesson, 11 verse 3, when you know you own something, propaganda don't live with the six anointed camps. So now we're going to give us a precept on it. Because we know in Psalm 119, verse 4, 104, and Isaiah picked up on that in 28, verse 10, says, through thy precept, thou get understanding. That's how we get understanding. And we know plainly in Numbers chapter 15, 16, 17, as you are children of Israel, so should the stranger be. You can't follow them. They got to follow you. So when you see words that's talking about Israel, you have to say what the Bible say they are. They Israelites. Then when they squeal, then you back and drop Joshua 13, verse 6 on them. What did it say? What did Joshua say, 13, verse 6? Remember, all we want is the subject matter. We don't want the story. We're not looking for the story. And that's where the thinking come in. See, this is a thinking man and woman Bible. We got to be thinking. Just not going with the flow. We got to make sure our thinking is right. And if our thinking is right, we're going to bust this thing wide open. But as long as we go with the flow, just start to read up a whole bunch of stuff and just reading it up, no, you just read. You ain't thinking. Because if you're thinking, you remember the subject matter. Now, the subject matter is we're going to give a second witness on what we're saying. I don't want the storyline. I just want us to do some thinking that once we think right, then y'all father will say, yeah, okay, they on point now. They just read a whole bunch of stuff up. They tell them like it is. Cutting it right on the throat. But we got to remove the propaganda. Let's see what we can read in what I say. What I say again. All right. Verse 6. All right now. You're on the clock. And remember, Mother of Israel finally got to the room, and she all eyes on you now. And she got that pen looking at you real carefully. See, let me tell you something. You see them young lines, they roaring pretty good, but let's wait a little bit more. Turn the heat up on them a little bit. Let's see what they're made of. Huh? Okay. That's what the mother said. 13, verse 6, what did it say?
Okay, the book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 6. Reading down 1, 2, 3, starting at the fourth line, fifth line. Will I drive
I'll tell you what. Hold on. When you come from the top, you just ain't got to go past it. Come from the top. You gonna come from the top, but just get to what we're looking for, and that's where you stop at. You come from the top. First number six. Verse 8. Go ahead. Listen to this.
The book of Joshua, chapter 13, verse 6. Verse 6 reads. All the inhabitants of the hill country from Lebanon unto Mesrephothoth Marim, and all the Sidonians, them will I drive out from before the children of Israel. Only divide you it by lot unto the Israelites.
The Israelites. So the children of Israel, who are they according to the Bible?
The Israelites.
Well, see, that's the end of it. That's what the children of Israel is. The Israelites. Children of Israel, who you are, the Israelites. Now, if you call by any other name, then you have set yourself up on the curse. You ain't no Hebrew Israelite. You are children of the camp of Israel. They're Israelites, not Hebrew Israelites.
That's right.
That's the point we make it. You're not Hebrew Israelites. That's where the propaganda come in at. And long as they know that you are under the propaganda, that's why you got Nebo, all these names over there, Nigeria, call themselves Nebo, all that. And they say, well, keep on working with that word. You run into a word called Hebrew. No. You run into a propaganda word. That word is a propaganda. The children of Israel, according to the Bible, is who? That young lion.
The Israelites.
And that's the end of it. So now you got your two witnesses. So there it is right there. You got the two witnesses that the children of Israel is the Israelites. You got it? So now, can we go on somewhere with, can we go nail some propaganda? Now, what do we say with that understanding that we can read in Thomas verse 3? Now, see, now we can go to Thomas verse 3. See, now we can go to Thomas, because we study want to know how long. Once you recognize, when you see the word Israel, you got to have your verse saying one word. Israel is the Israelite. That's it. Now you line up with scripture. Now Yahweh, the Son, is looking at Yahweh, the Father, said, see, that's the sign that's written in your book in 46, 9 through 11, showing you that I called it in from the beginning, and I knew that sooner or later the ministry will come and soundly break up the fallow ground of propaganda. This is the ministry going to do it. Now, look what he told Thomas once you recognize the faith, Israel, the Israelites. The children of Israel is the Israelites. Can't put no other name on it. No Hebrew Israelite, no Jew, none of that. When you say that, they going to flinch. And when they flinch, then you can get to working on them. What Thomas verse 3 say?
Thomas, 3 reads. Yahweh the Son said, if those who lead you say to you, see, the kingdom is in the sky, then the birds of the sky will proceed. If they say to you, it is in the sea, then the fish will proceed, whether the kingdom is inside of you and it is outside of you. When you come to know yourself, then you will become known, and you will realize it is you who are the sons of the living Father. But if you will not know yourself, you dwell in problems, and it is you who are that problem.
Otherwise, he can't help you. He said, I can't help you. He said, until you know yourself, I can't help you. Because we can read 35, verse 7 and 8, and we're not going to read it unless, it come up later, showing you that no fools is going to get to no fools is going to get there. So you think you'd be good all you want them, but if you don't know these rules and regulations, you're not getting there. And we can read that by Isaiah the seer. The 35th chapter, verse 7 and 8. We ain't going there. You better know, ain't no fools getting there, according to Isaiah. Now, who you going to believe? Now, one more young lion. So once you start seeing, now you be seeing it all over the book. So now we go to 317. When you go to 317 of Joshua, then you start seeing things all over the book. Once your spiritual eye open up, now what it says, when you go read 3, verse number 9, 12, then tell me who he's talking to in verse 17. See, now watch this. 3, 9, and 12. See, 3 and 9 gonna do a whole lot of tall talk. But verse 17 is gonna seal the deal. And when you get to that word, the deal have been sealed. But 3:17 gets you warmed up. Joshua chapter 3, verse 9, 12, and 17 seals the deal. Well, let's see what it says. Come on.
Okay. The book of Joshua, chapter 3, verse 9, 12, and 17. Verse 9 reads, and Joshua said unto the children of Israel, come here, and hear the words of Yahweh, your Yahweh. That's 12. Now therefore take you 12 men of the tribes of Israel, out of every tribe a man. Verse 17. And the priest that bear the ark of the covenant of Yahweh stood firm on dry ground in the midst of Jordan, and all the Israelites.
All who?
All the Israelites.
The children. So all the children of Israel that had an ear to hear, but what is their name again?
Israelites.
Not Hebrew Israelites. Not Hebrew Israelites. No. Look at them bruised. Look at them bruised over there. And see, that's cliche. Look at them bruised over there. No, they ain't no bruised. They ain't no bruised Hebrews. You a Hebrew. No, you ain't no Hebrew Israel. You ain't no Hebrew. You are Israel the Israelites. That's who you are. Now, I mean, if you want to do Bible, that if you want to do cliche, propaganda, then Yahweh is going to steal the best and just keep watching. It's up to you. So it got to be a ministry that know how to go in the book and don't use no emotionals and don't drop your head. Just let them bump the gums. When it flipples them out, just drop some book on them. That's it. That's all you got to do is drop some book on them. That's it. So now, remember when Brother Titus read earlier about it was a ministry on turning this thing upside down. And now we find out this ministry, but now propaganda would turn up high. Now, Mother E, now propaganda going to turn up high behind that. Well, we just dropped down on the table, propaganda going to get real high. But then it tells of something there, Mother E. It tells us some big things, and that we got to be clear. We know what it's saying, starting with Book of Judges, chapter 2. In Judges chapter 2, there, Mother, see, it makes a statement, and when you see, and we might read tonight or Wednesday night in Maccabees, well, First Maccabees chapter 8. We might read that. I don't know. We might read that, but we not. I don't know yet. And I want to know, soon this happens, when you read what we're getting ready to read now, then we already said, well, we already know the end of this. See, we know the end of this by knowing the foundation. And once you know the foundation, and when you jump on that right side of the book, you say, wait a minute. Look, it says in 2:1-2. What does it say that we can read, Mother E, at Judges chapter 2, verse 1 and 2? What does it say that we can read?
The book of Judges, chapter 2, verses 1 and verse 2. Verse 1. And the ministering spirit of the Yahweh came up from Gilgal to Bochan and said, I made you to go up out of Egypt and have brought you unto the land which I swear unto your father. And I said, I will never break my covenant with you. Verse 2, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Now, he's talking to Israel, the children of Israel, the Israelites. He says, I made a covenant with you, children of Israel, the Israelites. And I said, the Mr. Spirit is the one who brought that message down to leadership, telling you what not to do. See? What not? Is that right, so far? Mother E, is that right, so far?
Right.
So the children of Israel, from the Mr. Spirit, let me pull a rabbit out of there. Hold that for me. Let me bring Mother D of Israel in to the mic episode 178. So when you meet Mother D.F. Israel with a loud voice, another one that moves out of camp with a loud voice, you say, Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yah God Judah. Yahweh B.J. C. Ray.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of C. Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, Mother D.F. Israel, we just had a verse read. The angel, the mental spirit, that's the one is talking to Joshua, the leader of the 12 tribes of Israel, telling them, make no league with the inhabitants of the land. That's what we're reading so far.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, now, if you don't make no league with them, I will never break my covenant. That's big talk. See, he said, I'm not going to never break my covenant. Well, you make a league with them not, I'm still not going to break my covenant. Make no league with the inhabitants of the land. Now, the precept of that, by that mental spirit saying that angel saying that, in Matthew 12, Mother, D.F. Israel, what, since that mental spirit said that, if what is on the table behind that profound statement that they said in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, that's such a profound statement. Look what it says in Matthew 12, 31, 32, 36, 37. What it say that, Mother D of Israel? What it say?
Matthew chapter 12, verses 31, 32, 36, and 37. Verses 31. Wherefore I say unto you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but the blasphemy against the righteous spirit shall not be forgiven unto men. Verse 32. And whosoever speaketh a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whosoever speaketh against the righteous spirit, it shall not be forgiven him. Neither in this world, nor in the world to come. Verse 36. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. 37. For by your words you shall be justified, and by your words you shall be condemned.
Right.
Yeah. So now, with that precept, when Mother E read, the angel of Yahweh came up to Gilgal from Bochim and said, I made you go up out of Egypt and brought you into the land which I swore unto your father. And I said, I would never break my covenant with you. Know what he said? He's talking to Israel, the Israelites. Is that what he talking to Mother E?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is that what he talking to Mother E?
Yes.
Is he talking to Israel, the Israelites?
Mm-hmm.
The Israelites.
Excellent, Mother D of Israel. So what he said next to Israel, the Israelites, in verse 2. Hey, Mother E, what he said in verse 2 to Israel, the Israelites?
He said, verse 2, it said, and you shall make no league with the inhabitants of the land. You shall throw down that altar, but you have not obeyed my voice. Why have you done this?
Now, he's talking to Israel, the Israelites.
Right.
Saying, it's a covenant that made with you, and I'm not going to break it. Now, to keep the covenant, keep your part of the covenant, what you got to do, according to verse 2, that Mother E? and Maldia of Israel be cocked and loaded. Verse 2, what do Israel, the Israelites, got to do to stay up on this covenant, according to verse 2, Mother Eve?
They got to obey.
Obey what?
Obey the Yahweh's voice. Obey the angel voice.
Obey Yahweh's what?
Voice. He's covering me.
They got to obey his voice. Excellent. They got to obey his voice, and they got to obey the covenant that he made between the children of Israel. They got to obey the covenant. They got to all look back at the covenant and see, do this line of the covenant. When the ministering spirit said, the angel said, that make no league with the heavens and land. He was speaking from the mouth of the Son and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Because he made it plain, Mother Dear of Israel, in 32, verse number 8. He made it plain. What, how plain did he make? What he say he did? In Deuteronomy 32, verse 8. What he say he did? Listen good. This is your precept on what he say he did. Deuteronomy 32, verse 8, Mother D of Israel, what he say he did?
Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 8. When the Most High divided to the nation their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the numbers of the children of Israel.
What did he do? He separated. He set the bounds according to the number of the children of Israel. And he done what? Separated. So Yahweh is the one that separates the children of Israel from the other people. And the only thing you're supposed to say behind that is 118:23 by Mother D.F. Israel. See, remember, the reason you in trouble today, because you do not have your foundation, and you will remain in poverty, because Yahweh said he separated the children of Israel from the nation.
Oh, Yahweh.
He sent the Middle Spirit, said to the children of Israel, the Israelites, make no league with the inhabitants of the land. That's what he said. We found out in Matthew chapter 12, 31, 32, 36, 37, if you blaspheme against the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing coming. Israel, the Israelites, in this world, or the world comes. So when we read by Titus in Jeremiah 2:11-15, then what can you say when you read Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11-15, then and verse 21? When you let the Bible dictate your lesson, sitting on the camp, the picture will be drawn so plainly to you that you'll see propaganda immediately. There'll be no guesswork for propaganda. So when Jeremiah was raised from the womb in 1:4-5, this is what he says with Brother Titus reading it in 2:11-15-21. This is what he said. Now, I want to hear what he said. What did he say?
The book of Jeremiah is here, chapter 2, verse 11 to 15, and verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 11 reads, have the nation changed their Yahweh, which are yet no Yahweh, but my people have changed their greatness for what? For that which do not profit. Verse 12 reads, be astonished, O you heavens, at this, and be horribly afraid. Be you very desolate, said Yahweh. Verse 13, for my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns, that can hold no water. Verse 14. For Israel, a servant, is he a homeboy slave? Why is he poor? Verse 15. The young lions roared upon him in jail, and they made his land waste. His cities are burnt without inhabitants. Verse 21. And I have planted you a noble vine, while you're right seed. How dare are you turn unto the general plant of a strange vine unto me?
Ain't that something? Now you see what disobedience would do for Israel, the Israelites. You see what disobedience would do for you, and that's why everybody got a hold to your book. And now you got the sins of Esau, Bold Cap Malone is terrorizing the Israelite camp by saying, according to the memos, along with the WCC, that why y'all want to get dialogue with Bold Cap Malone? But Bold Cap Malone, you know, he ain't but a walk in the park with the six anointed camps. But if he's jumping the Israelite camp, it will come to an end by just getting verses on him. Because remember one thing. Israel is not supposed to make no leagues with the heaven and land. So when you read the verses that we read in last night lesson, we clear the only way that will work is by us doing what we're doing now for other people to stay in their position. We become homeborn slaves because we done what? Who want to ask the question out of the six anointed camps? What have we did to become homeborns? According to the lesson right here, take 178, what have we did to cause this problem on us today? Topa. Who got an answer for me?
Can you repeat that one more time, sir?
I said, according to what we have laid on out here from 6 to 7:20, well, so far, what is Israel, the Israelite problem that reflects today on so far the lesson? Why we are a homeborn slave?
Because we disobeyed. We disobeyed.
What's that again, Mother E?
What's that again,
Mother E? A little bit louder.
That was Sister Betty. I said because of our disobedience.
Because our disobedience to what?
To his word.
To his word. The covenant of Yahuwah. Because we disobedient to his word, the covenant of Yahuwah. See, that's why we're in condition we're in right now. Because we make decisions not according to his word. We make decisions according to emotion and feeling. Now, Mother E. In Psalm 55, 1000 B.C. now, but before you get there, we hold that off for a minute. We're going to catch the real truth. Run to Proverbs chapter 3. Well, no, give me some for David. David is the father of Solomon. What did David say that his son had to read after his father had made a statement in 55, 20 to 23? Let's see what David said. And Psalm 55, verse 20 down to verse 23. Let's see what David said that we can read.
Okay. Psalm 55, verse 20 to 23. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Yahweh. Book of Psalms, chapter 55, verse 20 to 23, verse 20. he had put forth his hand against such as be at peace with him. He has broken his covenant. The word of his mouth was smoother than butter, but war was in his mind. His words were soft and all, yet were they gone forth. Verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Yahweh, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Verse 23. But thus, O Yahweh, shall bring them down unto the pit of destruction, boldly and deceitful men shall not live. Bloody.
What kind of people that David is prophesying? What kind of people are they? Or mother? What kind of people are you reading? They are what kind of people?
Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out there.
Hey, mother, you
live out.
Hey, mother, wait a minute, mother. Hey, mother. You mean that you read out of Bible that they are deceitful men, and they are what again? What kind of people are these deceitful men?
Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days. But I will.
But what are we gonna do? But I would trust in thee, huh? So you mean that is a people out here is bloody and deceitful. I mean
right.
It's bloody, deceitful, and propaganda is running it's dripping all on them. See, that's why we call this broadcast, we'll meet you where you at. But according to what we read, it is bloody and deceitful men. But he said, they're not going to live out half their days.
Mm-hmm.
See? They're not going to live out half their days. Now, and Mother D of Israel, what do they do in Micah chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3? And what do they do? Mother D of Israel, what do they do in Micah?
Mm-hmm.
Chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3. What do they do, Mother?
Okay. Michael, chapter 2.
Mm-hmm.
Michael, chapter 2. Can you repeat the verses?
Michael 2, 1, 2, and 3. Back to
Michael,
from Micaiah and Ecclesiastes out of the missing books, chapter 12, verse 10 down to verse 23. And Brother Titus, now
yes,
we're hearing all this good stuff. And have me, verse 19, chapter 8, verse 1, read a bit, waiting on me. Now, we're reading all this stuff right here. See, Israel, the Israelites, you break everything in this Bible, and you want to, how long are you going to be a home born slave? You believe in the other nation. You don't believe in this Bible. You know why I know you don't believe in this Bible? You don't keep the Sabbath day. You don't keep the feast day. You don't wear fringes. You don't believe in this Bible. And Yahweh going to do the 515 of Hosea on you. And what's that? Brother Micaiah, what is Yahweh going to do? You don't believe this Bible. You just want to turn pages. You don't believe this Bible this man's saying. This man is telling you exactly how to, Brother Titus, in 721,
yes,
he's telling you in 2nd Ezra, he's telling you plainly in 721. Put a mark on whatever you got. But what he tells you soundly in 2nd Ezra 721?
Book of 2nd Ezra, the 10th chapter 7, verse 21. For Yahweh has given straight Torah instruction to such as came, what they should do to live, even as they came, and what they should observe to avoid punishment.
You see the man saying, he don't gave you straight Torah by anointed leadership to live, to avoid the punishment we going through right now. Israel, the Israelites. We have nothing to say to Hebrew Israelites because that's propaganda. So Yahweh going to do what with propaganda, Brother Micaiah in Hosea 5:15? This is what Yahweh thinks about propaganda played in your head and you object to it. What do you think about it in Hosea 5:15 now, Brother Micaiah?
Book of Hosea, chapter 5, verse 15. 15 reads, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early.
He says, I'm going to watch you. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to go and watch Israel, the Israelites, and see what they seek my face. In their affliction, they going to seek me early. How much pain you got to be put on you to make a decision according to the Bible? How much pain do you need? That's what he asked. I'm going to watch you. I'm going to watch the other nations put all that propaganda on you. I'm going to have the sinners of Esau jumping you like a rope. And you don't even know where you're going about all nations. All nations is not talking about him, period. It's talking about Israel. Israelite. That's God. Ain't no covenant made with nobody else. This book is about Israel, to Israel, and for Israel, the Israelites.
What?
Huh? So anybody got this book in their hand, you're going to be Israel, the Israelites, in the Bible. You see that? If it's not going on, that means propaganda is high. Is it the highest? And he said, how long are you continue to be a homeborn slave when you walk away from knowing you are Israel, the Israelite? See? So now, mother, in that Michael chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3, the seer talks. What did Michael the seer say about the other nation? What did he say we can read? Michael, chapter 2, 1, 2, and 3, Brian.
Michael chapter 2, verses 1 to 3. Verse 1, woe to them that devise sin and work evil upon their bed. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hands. Verse 2, and they cover fields and take them by violence and houses and take them away. So they oppress a man and his family, even a man and his heritage. Verse 3, therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, against this family do I devise an evil, from which you shall not remove your net, neither shall you go accordingly, for this time is evil.
What is he saying? A mother. You just got to read 1, 2, and 3. What did you get out of 1, 2, and 3 there, mother? What is he saying there?
It's an evil people. The nation.
What did you get out of 1, 2, and 3 that you just got through reading? What did you get out of that?
when he's talking about the 17 nations, they evil.
Yeah. And what they do before they get some sleep? What do they do before they get some sleep? Let's see in Proverbs what they do before they able to get them some good sleep. Let's precept that mother. Let's find out in Proverbs what do they do before they can get them some good sleep. We're going to Proverbs and see. What do they do before they can really just wrap back and get them some good snoring in? What do they do that we can read? Let's see what they do that we can read. Now, I'm starting with right now, young line. I need a verse that tell what will they do before they can get them some good sleep. That's what I need. And thank you there, young mind. Thank you. Excellent. Because it's going to come up. So, in the fourth chapter, verse number 16, before they can get some good sleep. Now, young minds, y'all connecting the precepts, right? Good. And Proverbs chapter 4, before they can get them some good sleep, look what he says in verse 16 and 17. Proverbs, Mother D of Israel, verse 4, 16 and 17. What does it say?
Proverbs chapter 4, verse 16 and 17. Verse 16. For they sleep not, except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. Verse 17. For they eat the bread of the wickedness and drink the wine of violence.
Hey, you hear the precept and saying? You see what they do? I mean, they can't get a good night's sleep until they lay down, know they don't fit the trap for you, put all that propaganda on you, and then they can sleep all week because they know when they jump in the morning, they're going to hear about how they'll make you fall.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? How they'll make you fall. Anytime you call yourself Hebrew Israelite, they'll make you fall. Anytime you look down and don't see no fringes on you, they'll make you fall. Anytime you don't bump shoulders the Sabbath day, the feast day, one come up in 238, second here's a 238 through 40 and two Fridays with the white garments on them fringes, they'll cause you to fall.
Yeah,
and y'all
not
going to watch you. So how long are you going to continue to fall by propaganda? I'm not going to intervene until you get past the propaganda. That's what he's saying. Now, young lion, what he says to Sarai. And see, listen to me. I mean, they can write you the longest check in the world. You know? Don't you know the WCC, the Latter-day Saints, World Council of Churches, the Catholic Church. You know the Renee Practice Network because they know the closest threat to their kingdoms coming to nothing from their propaganda is the voices of the true Israelites. Don't you know they unpack this network so, and they made a final statement about a week ago. They said, fear. If we shut your mouth up, who take your place? And I say the sixth anointed can't take my place. And that's why we have to stop teaching off 11, try to give us a check to make sure that the sixth anointed can't understand that foundation. If you ain't got your foundation, there's no need to be in over the 11th chapter. So that's the reason why we put the 11th chapter down, to make sure we go back and check the sixth anointed can't to see how more advanced they are, and so far so good. So So what we're going to do, we're just adding on to the flavor to it to not to get caught up by these scriptures. And when the elder dropped that profound statement earlier, then Yahweh said, okay, now turn your lips and talk on that. I'm going to give you a scripture on the run. You will drop Luke 12:12 down, right? Yeah. Well, you don't worry about it. Just drop it down and see which way it goes. I'm writing just as fast. I'm writing like I'm heading to the penitentiary. Just as fast as I can get it, I'm writing it down too. The precept is the same. See, when you call any other thing than Israel the Israelites, then that's out of the will of Yahweh. So when you hear what we're getting ready to take care of a little bit later, then you already know where they stand. Now look what it says over here in Sirach, chapter 12. 10 down to verse 23. Brother Micaiah, you on the clock. Come on.
Well, it's Rob. Chapter 12. I'm trying to get to it right now. Other book. The book of Sirach. Chapter 12. 10 down to what?
Well, about 30 minutes ago. 10 down to verse 23, young line. All right, now. We'll get caught up in the lesson. Sirach, chapter 12, verse 10 to 23. All right, now, Titus, now, you know I got that First Maccabees 8. Be patenting and be waiting on me now. I don't know. I'm going to come at it.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, come on, that young line.
Book of Sirach. Chapter 12, 10 down to verse 3. Verse 10 reads, be not faint-minded.
Hold on, hold on, man, young man. Chapter 12, verse 10 down to 23. 10 down to 23. Come on.
Okay. The book of Sirach, chapter 12, verse 10 down to 23. Verse 10 reads, be not faint-minded when you make your prayer, and neglect not to give alms. Verse 11. Laugh no man to scorn in bitterness of his soul, for there is one which humble and exalted. Verse 12. Guide not a lie against your brother, neither do the like to your friend. Verse 13, use not to make any manner of lie. For the custom
Hold on there, young man. That sounds real good, but I can't go that way. But back up and start at 10. I could continue with that. We can go with that. But that ain't what we want. I thought we said 10, 12 through 23, but if we said 12, then that's where y'all gonna catch me at. I think Mother D of Israel did say to me, hey, Sid, don't you mean chapter 10, verse 12? I swore I heard Mother D of Israel say that to me. You mean chapter 10, verse 12 and 23. So I heard it real plainly. So that's why we gotta be clear that, listen, regardless of the circumstance it is, I'm going to be up Israel. What it says in Acts 15, 15. Acts chapter 15, verse 15. What it say?
Verse 15, 15. Okay. Let me get there. Hey, chapter 15, verse 15 reads, and to this agree the words of the seers, as it is written.
Because go seer. He found real lake about blood tithe. And
yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 3:6-8. What have we did in 1 Corinthians 3:6-8?
I'm going to the book of 1 Corinthians. All right, 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6 to 8. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6 to 8, read. 1 Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 6. Well, I said Apollos, water, but Yahweh giveth the increase. Verse 7. So then neither is he that planted anything, neither is he that water, but Yahweh that giveth the increase. Verse 8. Now he planted, and he that watered are one, and every man should receive his own reward according to his own labor.
Mm-hmm. So you see, so I don't want Mother G up and Mother E, they planted, but Yahweh don't get an increase. So we're not worrying about if the seal's mouth is all shut down. But one thing we gotta be clear, that you ain't going to bring propaganda because they're going to kick you off the top. Because if somebody bring you anything, hey, Mother E, if they bring you anything, what are we supposed to say? Well, all of a sudden somebody come. I'm telling you, sitting on the campus, they definitely going to come and visit you. But what you supposed to say, well, all of a sudden you get the knock on your presence, what you supposed to say? In St. John 9:23. This is what you're supposed to say. St. John 9:23. What you supposed to say that, Mother? Hey, Mother E, what you supposed to say that we can read?
St. John 9:23. Yeah.
Yes.
St. John 9:23. St. John 9:23 read. Therefore said he, parent, he is of age, ask him. That's what he wants.
Yeah. They're going to come and bring it to you. They're going to come, they probably drop a couple of suitcases down by your feet. You know, you keep on dropping this suitcase by my feet. It's where you'd open it up. Then you might open it up and see an old suitcase full of money, and you might start speaking in tongues. You might start speaking in tongues real good. Huh? And they say, okay, well, I need to have some information on somebody. See, this will come back to your mind. Well, you want to talk about me? Oh, no, I want to talk about somebody else. Why you speaking? Once you stop speaking in tongues, I want to ask you a couple of questions. So you got to catch this. He's of age. Ask him. I thought mm-hmm. it was concerning me. Tell you about somebody else. I'm sitting on the camp. I ain't doing that. I thought you got this suitcase down before my feet, and I start speaking in tongues. But I ain't going out like that. If you ain't asking me about myself, which I ain't going to give you nothing, you sure can't ask me about nobody else.
Mm-hmm.
He or she is of age. Ask them.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you up front now, Mr. Tony Kim. That's, remember, propaganda, that's how it works. We'll find out who needs a little piece of meat for. We'll catch you when no need more is closing in on you. We don't need more close by. We'll drop some down by your feet. Okay, Tormund. Then you said, why do you keep on dropping these suitcases by my feet? Must be mean for me to open it up. You open it up, then you start speaking in tongues. Right? He said, yeah, if you want that, I need a little information. Then you thought, then what's supposed to dawn on you, what Mother getting ready to read again. Read again, Mother. Call your verse out.
John chapter 9, verse 23. Therefore said he, Therefore said his parents, he is of age. Ask him.
Yeah. So y'all got the verse now. So if you mess around, you head to the store somewhere and a suitcase hit fall down by your feet, then you might start speaking in tongues, but it's okay, yeah, well, you know, you can have it. Well, somebody needs to know about somebody else. Wait a minute. You mean you ain't dropping this suitcase down and me pick it up? No, yeah, I want you to pick it up. But I need some inside information. She's of age, you ask them. Take that suitcase and go on about your business. Your propaganda don't work here. That's what they use, see, right? Don't stay up front. See, what they specializing in, and that same thing that happened, and that's why when you search the records, they got a record that we did with propaganda. But this record came after the middle of the 1900s, about African people selling African people. That is not in none of the historical documents. That propaganda started right after the 1900s. Right after the 1900s, that's when they brought that propaganda in by you selling yourself, not knowing that was propaganda from the get-go. You entrapped them, the wicked part of the Ham and the wicked Israelites, and you gave them what to take to work with. Now you use propaganda, but that theory is never told in the books before 1900, the 1800s, the 1700s, 1600s, the 1500s, and the 1500 books is never nowhere written where Africans sold Africans, but we know we are the Israelites, but we'll play your game. No, that propaganda starts right after the coming of the 1900s. That's when that came. Search the record. There was no such record of that until propaganda. Now you know who to look at now. Now you think you sold yourself. How you sold yourself and you was in captivity running and you ran with nothing. You don't have no trademarks with no other 17 nations that trade back and forth. That middleman has always been there to trap you up, not got you thinking you the one that sold yourself. You know, like that video movie in the match, stick yourself. See? So you ain't stuck yourself, but that's the propaganda they don't put on you, see, right? Where you gonna see through propaganda? You didn't sell yourself. You didn't sell your people. Hurricane right after the first quarter of the 1900s. They put that propaganda together. But now it's all over the place. You sold yourself. No, you didn't. You didn't have a contact to sell yourself. Well, you will sell yourself to somebody. You didn't have that kind of contact. Because you've been accepting people all year. And all the reason you in captivity because you disobeyed Yahweh. You didn't say yourself. We can go on and on with that, but I'm trying to tell you about propaganda. Now, right now, you so busy watching your brother and you watching your sister, and then they still using propaganda on you. Instead of turning to your brother, but according to the covenant. But it got to be according to the covenant. You don't turn to your brother because you got the same. And everybody of color is not Israelite.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Israelite couldn't do these things. But the other nation is wide open. So don't let everybody, and that's another thing they use. They use another statement like, well, y'all from the sinners of Ham. And you turn right around and say, if we from the sinners of Ham, then you turn right around and say, you Negroes, or whatever you call us, we from the sinners of Ham. We from Ham. Then you turn right around and say the Egyptians is what? You see what you do? Then you turn right around and say, no, the Egyptians couldn't have been black. I mean, they couldn't have been black. They had been white to build a pyramid. They was white. The Egyptians were white. And that's why you can play that Charlton Heston movie called The Ten Commandments. Because because the gifts of his wife. But they'll tell you, you came from Ham. So the Egyptians are Mizraim. You see how they use propaganda, and we still can't get out from under that. That's why the Charles and Hester and them can play that Ten Commandments, and they be the Egyptians, and now you confused because you see them white. But they say you came from Ham. You see, I mean, if we're ever going to jump some propaganda, just not a cap. Is you ready to jump the propaganda? Okay, good. Come on back, Brother Micaiah. Let's get a little bit more, because I want to get to it and show you what we just got to read. I'm going to see who will be the first one to catch it after Brother Titus read it after the young lion finishes. I want to see who catch this first. Right off the top, I want to see where is the 6 anointed chapter 9 at once we get to after Brother Micaiah dropped it down. We'll see what y'all working with. Charlie, come on back. Where you over there in Sirach chapter 10, verse 12 to 23. Thank you, Mother D of Israel. Come on out, bring it.
Okay, the book of Sirach chapter 10, picking it up at verse 12 down to 23. Verse 12 reads, the beginning of pride is when one departed from Yahuwah, and his mind is turned away from his maker. Verse 13, when pride is the beginning of sin, and he that has it shall pour out abomination. And therefore Yahuwah brought upon them strange calamity, and through them utter. Verse 14, Yahuwah has cast down the thrones of proud beneath the head. Verse 15. Now I have struck up the roots of the proud nations and the lowly in their place. Verse 16. Yahweh overthrew countries of the heathen and destroyed them to the foundations of the earth. Verse 17. He took some of them away and destroyed them, and had made their memorial to cease from the earth. Verse 18, pride was not made for men, nor furious anger for them that are born a woman. Verse 19, they that fear Yahuwah are a sure thing, and they that love him an honorable plan. They that regard not the law are a dishonorable seed. They that transgress the law are a deceivable seed. Verse 20. Among brethren, he that is chief is honorable. So are they that fear Yahuwah in him.
21.
The fear of Yahuwah goes before the obtaining of authority, but roughness and pride is losing thereof. 22. Whether he be rich, noble or poor, their glory is the fear of Yahweh.
23.
It is not meet to despise the poor man
that hath understanding,
neither is it convenient to magnify a simple man.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, back up to, not go forward to 12, and look at 10 through 18. Now we got that out the way. Now give me the same book, the 12th chapter, 10 through 18. Let me say, so wise, the greatest thing to do is always fear Yahuwah and what his covenant say and what we got to do. Now, look what it says in Sirach, chapter 12, 10 through 18, what it say.
In the book of Sirach, chapter 12, verses 10 through 18, verse 10 reads, never trust your enemy,
for like as iron rust, so is his wicked. Verse 11, though he humble himself and go crouching, yet take good heed and be aware of him, and you shall be unto him as if you had quite a looking glass.
And you shall know that his rust hath not been together wiped away. Verse 12. Set him not by you, lest when he hath overthrown you, he stand up in your place. Neither let him sit at your right hand. Lest he seek to take your seat, and you at the last remember my word, and be pricked therewith. Verse 13. Who will pity a charmer that is bitten with a serpent, or any such as come near? Now, wild beast. Verse 14. So one that goeth to a sinner and is defiled with him in his sin, who will pity? Verse 15. For a while he will abide with you, but if you begin to fall, he will not tarry. Verse 16. An enemy speaketh sweetly with his lips, but in his mind he imagined how to throw you into a pit. He will wipe with his eye, but if he find opportunity, he will not be steadfast with blood. Verse 17. If adversity come upon you, you shall find him there first. And though he pretends to help you, yet shall he undermine you. Verse 18. He will shake his head and clap his hands and whisper much and change his count.
Now what do verse 10 say again? Listen to what he says in verse 10. I mean, this is here that received a word from the ministry spirit. Look what word they got sitting on the camp. Look what, remember, if a suitcase falls down before your feet, you get a call from left field somewhere. Understand one thing, T-Ray. When you receive it, might receive it from the WCC, might receive it from the Latter-day Saints, Roman Catholic Church. They might also just drop you a call from nowhere. Or you might get a call and tell you, guess what, you don't want a Cadillac and a diamond ring. Yeah? Just like that? Yeah, you don't want a Cadillac and a diamond ring. Oh, my goodness, where can I pick it up? Well, you can pick it up if you tell me something. See that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I'm going to have to be right here. Yeah, oh, you got all this color, but you got to tell me something. See? Tell you in advance. Remember, what is written that we can read, Brother Mackay in Sirach 10:1? Back up with 37, verse, what I need in 37. Or 23. What do I need what I need? 10:1.
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads, a wise seer will instruct his people, and the government of a prudent man is well ordered.
You hear that? A wise seer will instruct his people. Remember the verse that Brother Titus read earlier? These six anointed camps that we read in Acts, beginning of the broadcast, have turned the world upside down. We're turning Israel's world upside down and spading them up. So now it's a price to pay that we can read the 16th chapter of Mother Day of Israel. It's a price to pay. 16:1-4, St. John. It's a price to pay. You think he's going to keep on letting the six anointed camp just continue to raise their skirt up, and we see they nagging six nights a week without trying something? Huh? You think that could continue? But a wise seer, give me 37:23. What did it say to Bob Micaiah?
The book of Sirach, chapter 10, verse 1. Verse 1 reads,
no, give me 37. Give me 37. Give me 37:23 or somewhere in there. Give me something on 37, Mr. Rock. Give me a little bit out of that.
Okay, the book of Sirach, chapter 37, verse 23. 23 reads, a wise seer instructed his people, and the fruit of his understanding failed not.
Yeah, because we know what? Hey, mother, dear Israel, what do we know that we can read in the 16th chapter, 1, 2, 3, 4? What do we know in the 16th chapter of St. John, 1, 2, 3, 4? Mother, dear Israel, what do we know?
St. John, I can't hear you that well.
Yes.
St. John, chapter what?
Yes. Yes, 16. 16, 1, 2, 3, 4. What do we know?
St. John, chapter 16, verses 1 to 4. 1 to 4 read. These things have I spoken unto you, that you should not be offended. Verse 2. They shall put you out of the temple. Yea, the time comes that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth Yahweh's service. Verse 3. And these things will they do unto you, because they have not known the Father nor me. Verse 4. But these things have I told you, that when the time shall come, you may remember that I told you of them. And these things I say not unto you at the beginning, because I was with you.
Now, with that understanding, Mother, with that understanding, we just got to read. Now, in the 9th chapter of 1 Maccabees, what do it say in verse 10? 9, verse 10, and 17, 18. What is it saying here, Mother? What is it saying in 1 Maccabees chapter 9, verse 10? 10, 17,
18.
What is
he
saying here?
Okay, 1 Maccabees chapter 9. First Maccabees chapter 9, verse 10, 17, and 18. 1 Maccabees chapter 9, verse 10. Verse 10 reads. Then Judah said, Yahweh forbid that I should do this thing and flee away from them. If our time be come, let us die manfully.
Manfully
for our brethren, and let us not stand. Judas also was killed, and the remnant leave.
And so much what?
So the devil.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you because the WCC, they dropped me so much information down and covered you up, mother. And so much what happened. Read again. And so much what happened.
Many were slain.
Okay.
Whereupon there was a full battle, and so much as many were slain on both sides.
On both parts.
Yeah, both parts. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Then what happened next in verse 18?
Verse 18. Judas also was killed, and the remnant.
And the remnant broke out running, huh?
The remnant flee.
Now, brother Titus. Now we're going to 18.
Yes, sir.
And we're gonna find out. What happened? So we found out that Judas, the man of Yahweh, what happened to him again? Titus 9:18.
First Maccabees 9:18. First Maccabees.
Yeah, what happened to him?
Chapter 9, verse 18. Judas also was killed, and the remnant fled.
Okay. Now come to 8, verse 1.
Verse Maccabees, chapter 8, verse 1. Now Judas had heard of the fame of the Romans, that they were mighty and valiant men, and such as would lovely accept all that joined themselves unto them, and made a league of enmity with all that came unto him. Verse 2, and that they were men of great valor. It was told him also of their wars and nobles acts, which they had done among the Galatians, and how they had conquered them and brought them under tribute. Verse 3, and what they had done in the country of Spain for the winning of the times of the silver and gold, which is there. Verse 4, and that by their policy and patience, they had conquered all that place. Though it went very far from them, and the kings also that came against them from the utmost part of the earth, so they had discomfited them and given them a great overthrow, so that the rest did give them tribute every year. Verse 5. Besides this, how they had discomfited and battled Philip and Perseus, king of Kittim, with others had lifted up themselves against them and had overcome them. Verse 6. And also Antiochus, the great king of Asia, that came against them in battle, having 120 elephants with horses and chariots, and a very great army, was discomfited by them. Verse 7. And how they took him alive and covenanted a covenant that they had, that he and such had ruled over them, should put a great tribute and give hostage at that which was agreed upon. Verse 8, in the country of India and Media and Lydia, in the goodest countries which they took of him and gave the king. Verse 9. Moreover, how the Greeks had determined to come and destroy him. Verse 10. That they had knowledge thereof, sent against them a certain chapter, and fighting with them, slew many of them, and carried away captives, their wives and their children. And took the possessions of their land, and poured down their strongholds, and brought them to be their servants until this day. Verse 11. It was told him, besides, how they destroyed and brought under their dominion all other kingdoms and isles that are at any time resisting them. Verse 12. But with their friends and such as relied upon them, they kept enmity, and they had conquered kingdoms, both far and near, insomuch as all that heard of their name were afraid of him. Verse 13. Also that whom they would help, said kingdom, whose reign, to whom again they would, they displaced finally that they were greatly exalted. Verse 14. Yet, for all this, none of them were a crown or was clothed in purple to be magnified thereby. Verse 15. Moreover, how they had for themselves a senate house, wherein 320 men sat in council daily, consulted always for the people, to the end they might be well ordered. Verse 16, that they had committed two governors, so one man every year who ruled over all the country, and that all were obedient to that one, and that there were neither envy nor emulation among them. Verse 17, in consideration of these things, Judas, whose opponents, the son of John, the son of Acha, and Jason, the son of Eleazar, and sent them to Rome to make a league of enmity and confederacy with them.
Mm.
Verse 18.
Now, stop it there. Now stop. Read verse 8, 1 and 17 again.
First Maccabees chapter 8, verse 1 and verse 17. First Maccabees chapter 8, verse 1. Now Judah had heard of the fame of the Romans, that they were mighty and valiant men, and such as would lovely accept all that joined themselves unto them, and make a league of enmity with all that came unto him. Verse 17. In consideration of these things, Judas chose Apamius, the son of John, the son of Acha, and Jason, the son of Eleazar, and sent them to Rome to make a league of enmity and confederacy with them.
Mm-hmm. Skip down to verse 9 and look at verse number
13, 14, 17, 18. They also of Judas sighed, even they sounded their trumpets also, so that the earth shook at the noise of the army, and the battle continued from the morning to night. Verse 14. Now when Judas perceived that Bacchites and the strength of his army were on the right side, he took with him all the hardy men. Verse 17 and 18. Whereupon there was a sore battle, insomuch as many were slain on both parts. Verse 18. Judas also was killed, and the remnant fled.
What happened here? I mean, scripture-wise, who want to answer that question before we take our break and bring our elder in and motivate? What happened? According to scripture, why? What happened here?
We've been reading the data. According to what we can read in Judges chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, he said, I'll make no leagues with other nations. Come to find out, Judith heard about what had happened.
Edmund, right. You don't let the powers to be today, the powers to be, they the greatest thing since whatever it is, like the WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church, greatest institution today. But what did Yahweh told you not to do?
Make no leagues with other nations. Period.
You see what we do? You see what we do? Now we Christians, Islam, and Judaism. See that? Just as Judas, the man of Yahweh, all of a sudden had a weakling moment, but what do we say? But judgment starts. That's why you got to be very careful in leadership. What do you say, Mother, in 4:17 and 1 Peter? Mother, deep, help Israel. Then we're going to pause and bring our elder in. That's why you have to know who labor among you. Because you might be sitting there one of you six anointed camps. And I will tell you, you might see seven, eight, two, three people come in from nowhere. And you get to run in your mouth and they get to pass it. I do, what you need. Did you hear the man just said, Judas Maccabees, which his father told him, he said, this is the guy, but everybody going to be tested. Judas Maccabees broke the covenant, what was told from heaven to the Memphis Pharaoh. Make no league with the inhabitants of the land. He heard about all of what they were doing. How they, again, then they told him in the same lesson. You tell Judas, whatever you own, if anybody come to us, we're going to deny them and we with you. And you with me and I'm with you. Knowing that they lying through their teeth. And Yahweh said, I be now gone. All what Mathathias has shown you, you always have called on me when you've been tight. Now you gonna look at the fame of Rome, and now you gonna believe what they got to say. So look what happened in 4:17, where Yahweh starts at Mother D. F. Israel, come on.
4:17 or what? Well,
First Peter.
First Peter. Okay.
So you see, so that's why I said, the six anointed camp, you got to watch these things. If somebody come bring you something from nowhere or infiltrate into where you at, then they lay all that on your lap. Did you hear what the man said? So Judah was a shadow. All the battles he took down. But what he did, he sent his brothers a lead. And Brother Makai showed you soundly, that's the last thing. I don't care what they got to offer you. The WCC, Latter-day Saints, the Roman Catholic Church. I don't care how many suitcases they put before you. Did you hear what the Memphis Spirit told you not to do? Oh, I won't take a chance. I'm going to do it anyway. What you want to know? Did you hear what St. John 9:23 said again? He's of age. Ask him. I ain't telling you nothing about nobody but none but myself. That's the only way you can lose right now or where you're going right now. You break the covenant of Yahweh. And make a league with them because they're going to show you a bright picture. And that's what happened to the best of us. We got some in class now. That's what they done did already. They done did it already. And then now they can't find Genesis in their Bible. For breaking what Yahweh tell you not to do. Then they easily tell you about, you take this, but what I want, you tell me something. And then your mouth get to cracking like a, what do you call that old saying, Mother, a goose, mouth. Give me that old saying, Mother. Get your mouth cracking like a what? Come on, mother. Give me that old saying of that word. It's an old saying about that word. Mouth cracking like a, little hill might tell me.
Like a
dog. Somebody tell me what that is. Yeah, mouth cracking like a
like a duck.
You're like a duck. You see what you do? Mm-hmm. See, that's what we're trying to tell you, Steve, right?
Yeah.
The only way they can stop this radio, you will stop yourself. You do the same thing, this man, they'll show you the picture and tell you, give me something, knowing you violating the scripture. And you see what happened to Judah? Look what Mother Peter read in 4:17. You gotta read, Mother.
1 Peter 4:17 reads, "For the time is come that judgment must begin at the temple of Yahweh, and if it first began at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the Torah instruction of Yahweh?"
Mm-hmm. Now, Judas' father told him. He knew this. But all of a sudden, then he get a moment of silence and weakness in the brain. But his men supposed to say, wait a minute, brother. You ain't never won no battle by doing what you're doing right now. That's why when you see those seals go off every now and then, you supposed to say, wait a minute. You got to make sure you show us what's written. You don't hear your feelings, your emotions. I don't care who you are. What did the Bible say? Is we doing Bible or not? That's why we all got to know the Bible. Then we are going to hold ourselves accountable through the Bible. We all hold ourselves accountable through the Bible. See? We got to all remember that. Don't we take Yahweh's word. Let Yahweh be true and every man a lie in 3:4. Many members of the Six Anointed Camp have got caught up behind the same thing Judas has got by all of a sudden looking at, thinking it's greener on the other side and ignore this word, and now they can't find, now you see them today, they can't even find Genesis in the Bible. They just fall off as east meets the west because they're on book away from the covenant and agreement. They all over the place. They might be Hebrew Israelites today and you the Jewish, all that stuff is paganism. We are Israel, the Israelites. So judgment is gonna start with us. Remember what it says in 9. We read in 9. He or she is of age. When it comes to you, ask the one you actually were crying about. I ain't telling you jack, cause I ain't breaking the covenant. Because he says, and the judges too, make no league with the inhabitants of the land. I don't care how many suitcases they got for you. A wise seer and those that are known in Yahweh will instruct his people that the enemy is on his way to drop a breach that they throw you. Because helping you, if you fall for it, shame on you. All right, we're going to bring our elder in and get a closing statement out of us. Remember, no class tomorrow, take number 178. Elder Mr. Chill, you're back on the clock for your final statement on take 148. You're on the clock. Come on. Elder Mr. Chill, you're on the clock. Come on. Sir, what you just got through saying, we're going to mute Mr. Chill. What can I say? All right, Mother Z, you heard enough to, if you want to make a statement on it, fine. But you already got something laid out that Yahweh put on you, come on with it. Mother Z, tribe of Yahweh Judah, another one of the Moses out of Camp 1. Yahweh beat you there, Mother Z. See you, right?
Yahweh bless and keep you still, Israel, a royal seed. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, we heard a whole lot, Mother. So if you want to comment on that, or you, Yahweh will take you in another direction. The bow is yours. There's over 600,000 on the international side all year. Headed by, look at that. Yeah, on the stretch of us here. Yeah, I know. On the stretch of y'all. Mother Z, you on the clock. What you got to say there? Come on.
I'm going to just read some on the covenant. I'm starting reading at verse, chapter 3, verse 22 down to 26. Acts chapter 3, verse 22 to 26, verse 22. For Moses, For Moses said unto the fathers, a seer shall the Yahweh raise up unto you from your brethren like unto me. He shall hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Acts chapter 3, verse 23. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear the seal shall be destroyed from among the people. Verse 24. And all the seers from Samuel and those that follow after as many as have spoken have likewise foretold of those days. Verse 25. Ye are the children of the promise, and the children of the seals, and of the covenant which Yahweh made with our father, said unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all kindred of the earth be blessed. Verse 26, unto you first, Yahweh had raised up his son.
Yes.
Unto you first, Yahweh has raised up his son. Yahweh sent him to bless you in trouble, turning away everyone from you. Turning away everyone from you for his sins. And then I'm going to read in Romans chapter 9 in verse 4. Romans 9 and 4, sorry. Romans chapter 9 and verse 4. Verse 4. Who are Israelites to whom pertain the adoption and the honor and the covenant and the giving of the Torah instruction and the service of Yahweh and the promise? Verse 5, who are the fathers and whom as concerning the flesh, Yahweh the Son, come unto, who is over all, Yahweh bless forever. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And I'm going to stop right there and just say, hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right. That's Mother Z. And he said, and she says unto you first. So Mother A, he says unto you first, he said, Yahweh to bless you. So now Judas knew that, unto you first. Unto who first, Mother? Let's run to Numbers chapter 7 and get a precept on unto you first. Unto who first? 7 verse 12. Go to Numbers 7 verse 12. See now, let's take the picture. You say, you don't send him unto you first. Who is the you first that we can read? And then we don't see if we catch a little propaganda on the way out the door. Let's go to Numbers chapter 7, Mother. Eight. And we'll look at verse 12. Unto you first. Unto who first? Numbers 7, 12.
Numbers chapter 7, verse 12. He said you.
Mother, Numbers chapter 7, 12. Remember, Mother Z read that? Mother Z read that. She read the book of Acts. Unto you first. Who's you? In Numbers 7, verse 12.
Okay, the book of Numbers, chapter 7, verse 12. And he that offends his offering, the first day was Nashon, the son of Amadai, the tribe of Yahweh.
So he that got to make his offering. In what order? And what order? And who?
First.
What order that he got to make an offering? And what order? According to the what order, Mother E?
He that offers his offering is first.
First, and who are you talking about? The last three words in the last line of 12.
Of the tribe of Yahdai Judah.
Oh, so who got to always respond to Yahweh's word first is who?
Yahdai Judah.
Let's get a precept on that. In Numbers chapter 10, verse 14, and a closing statement. Numbers 10, 14, the closing statement.
Numbers chapter 10, verse 14. Numbers chapter 10, verse 14. Verse 14 reads, in the first place with the standards of the, wait a minute. In the first place with the standards of the camp of the children of Yahdai Judah, according
to their. Hold on. That's all I want. Who pulls the move first?
Yahdai Judah.
Move first. So if you know Yahdai Judah, when it comes down to Yahweh's business,
what happened?
You said that, sir? All right. I guess we got some technical difficulties by doing some things with the WCC or something like that, or these powers that be. But we're going to keep the ball game rolling. You read that scripture one more time, Mother E. We're going to pick it back up from now.
Numbers chapter 10, 14.
Yes,
ma'am. Numbers chapter 10, verse 14. In the first place, with the standard of the camp of the children of Yahweh Judah, according to their army. And over his host was Nashon, the son of Amminadab.
Amminadab.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's good right there, Mother. You know, the thing we point out that Judah, according to what we can read, that Yahdah Judah go first.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what he's pointing out in the book of Numbers, chapter 10, verse 14. We'll keep the ball game rolling, Mother E. You can bring your closing statement, because I know that was the thing he said next. And then we go see how the ball game roll after that.
Okay. Let's turn the wave up. Okay. Thank you, praising Yahweh for the class. Thank you, praising Yahweh for each and everyone that's here in the class. Just thanking and praising Yahweh for them. Okay. Okay. I'm gonna read something. Psalm 100. Psalm 100, verse 1, 2, and 3. Make a joyful noise unto the Yahweh, all his name. Serve the Yahweh with gladness. Come to presence with singing. Verse 3. Know ye that the Yahweh, he is Yahweh. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah. 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 Mother. Hallelujah. And one more thing, Mother. You know, the seer wants you to hear you say it, and, you know, we all want to hear you say it. One more thing. What else we got to do, Mother?
Set to the class. So hold on and don't give up. Hold on to the end. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Well, let's see what we got. Okay, now we come to find out that we know Yahdah Judah got to go first. You know, and let's get an understanding about Yahdah Judah got to go first and why. So let's go to Romans chapter 3. Let me pick it up right there, and we're going to go to Mother D.F. Israel. Give me Romans chapter 3. Give me verse 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Romans chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Verse 1. What advantage then has Judah, or what profit is there of circumcision? Verse 2. Much every way, chiefly, because that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahweh. Verse 3. For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the covenant of Yahweh without effect? Verse 4. Yahweh forbid, yea, let Yahweh be true, for every man a liar, as it is written, that thou mayest be justified in your saying, and mightest overcome when you are judged.
Mm-hmm. So he said, he just come to find out of the mouth of Paul that he's talking about the southern kingdom, Yahdah Judah. And he asked, what advantage then had Yahdah Judah? He said much every way, right? But the thing is, let's find out what Judah's position, because in verse 2, they was asking about. He said chiefly. He said because mm-hmm. that unto them were committed the oracles of Yahuwah. So Judah mm-hmm. received the oracles of Yahuwah. But let's get another witness on what Yahuwah had to say about Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2 of Mother D.F. Israel.
That's cool.
We go to 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2.
Okay.
Yeah, we wanna make sure that we let it be known that Judah position. He said Judah was first, but Judah received this oracle to Yahuwah. And we're going to get a little bit, add something to that chiefly. We add a little bit something to that chiefly. And about them being receiving the oracles of Yahuwah. But let's find out what's up with this chiefly he put right here on Judah. And then receiving this oracles of Yahuwah that we can read in 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2.
First Chronicles chapter 5, verse 2. But Judah prevailed above his brethren, and of him came the chief ruler. But the birthright...
Yeah, that's what we need right there. We need Judah being the chief ruler. Judah prevailed over his brother, above his brother. And he became the chief ruler. But let's see, can we find out Yahuwah had Moses write down in Genesis 49, 8 down to 10, Brother Titus. We'll go over there, and we're going to see what Yahuwah had to say to the chief ruler and about the chief ruler that he had Moses write down. In the book of Genesis, chapter 49, verse 8 down to 10. Let's see what their father had to tell him. Give me verse 1 first. Then we're going to drop down 8 down to 10.
Are we going to the Heavenly Tablet, the book of Heavenly Tablet? Genesis chapter 49, verse 1, 8 to 10. Genesis 49, verse 1, read. And Israel called unto his sons and said, gather yourself together, that I may tell you that which should befall you in the last days.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8 reads, Yada, you are he whom your brothers shall praise. Your head should be the neck of your enemies. Your father's children should bow down before you. Verse 9. Yada, the lion's whelp from the prey, my son. You are gone up. He stooped down. He counts as a lion, as an old lion who surrounds him up. Verse 10. The rulership should not depart from Yada, nor the lawgiver from between his feet until Yahuwah the Son come. And unto him should the gathering of the people be.
So the rulership of this the lawgiver was given to Yada Judah. Yada Judah being sanctioned with a position to take care of some business. So they the lawgiver. So ain't nothing moving. Nothing should be moving on earth, period. If Yada Judah don't have it all together. See, Yada Judah got to be the one to put this law down. So if Judah ain't did nothing, they looking for everybody else to take care of the business, but you skipping past the order by skipping past the lawgiver. So you can't skip past the lawgiver to get the information that you need. But another thing we're gonna add a little bit more on to this. And let's see what he had to say in Isaiah. Brother Titus, Mother D.F. Israel, pick me up in Isaiah chapter 11. And we're going to go over to 11 verse 12.
Isaiah chapter 7, 11.
11, we want 11 and we want verse 12. We're going to find out what's going on with this Judah and where they at right now. This lawgiver is sitting in a place, and they sit in a place, and they should be something they gotta know. We gotta know where they at. So let's see where this Judah. Matter of fact, before you read that, Mother D.F. Israel, Brother Titus, give me that Psalms 107, and we gonna pick it up at give me verse 2, and then jump in verse 3.
All right, Psalm 107, verse 2 of 3. Psalms 107, verse 2 of verse 3 reads. Psalms 107, verse 2 reads. Let the Redeemer of Yahweh say so, whom he had redeemed from the land of Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 3. And gathered them out of the land from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south.
Mm. So Yahweh said that he redeemed, he said, let the redeemed of Yahweh say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Let's find out who he redeemed in Exodus chapter 15, verse 13, Brother Titus. Let's just put that out there.
Exodus 15, 13.
You see who he redeemed. Yeah, Exodus 15, 13. You see who he redeemed.
We're going to the second book of every time. Book of Exodus 15, verse 13. Exodus chapter 15, verse 13. Read. You in your mercy has led forth the people which you have redeemed and has guided them in your strength until your righteous habitation.
So he says the people he have redeemed here. So let's drop down. Like, give me a, let's see about these people he have redeemed and read verse,
Yes, sir.
Okay, give me verse 1. Let's see let's get a name on the people he redeemed.
All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 1. Then saw Moses and the children of Israel, the Israelites.
Hallelujah. Well, so Moses speaking to the children of Israel and the Israelites who he had redeemed, right? But he said something about, he also said that he's going to gather these people from the north, south, and the east and west, the ones he redeemed, right? So let's put a title on them about the ones he coming from the north, south, east, and west. Mother E.F. Israel, give me Isaiah.
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 12. Mm-hmm. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and
mm-hmm.
gather together the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth.
So here we come to find out. We got Judah all on the four corners of the earth. Give me a couple more in. Get one more in with you, Mother D.F. Israel. We get that Jeremiah 43:5. Let's try to see what it says there in that Jeremiah 43, verse 5.
You say Jeremiah?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jeremiah 43. Verse 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Jeremiah chapter 43, verse 5 reads, and Joanna,
mm-hmm.
the son of who?
Korea.
And all the captains of the force took all the remnant of Judah that were
mm-hmm.
returned from all nations, whether they had been driven. Huh?
They returned from where, mother?
The phone is like going low.
Can you hear me?
You say Judah that were returned from all the nations.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they had been driven to dwell in the land of Judah.
So he was coming to find out we got Judah coming from all four corners of the earth. And they also let you know that they came from not just all four corners of the earth, but from returned from these are from all nations. Whether they have been driven to dwell in the land of Yada Judah. The thing is, Judah got to return. They're going to be returned from all nations. So we scattered everywhere on all four corners of the earth. But let's get one more win, Mother D.F. Israel, and close the statement in Acts chapter 2, verse 5.
Okay. Acts 2, 5.
Yeah, Acts 2, 5.
Okay. Acts chapter 2, verse 5. And there were dwelling at Judah, devout men out of every nation on the heaven.
And there you have it. You got Judah out of every nation under heaven. That's the whole planet Earth. They just let you know right now that Judah, the lawgiver, is sitting there and under every nation of the whole planet Earth. But the thing about it is, it got to tune in with voice of the true Israelites because it's a message we have for Judah that they got to bring this law. So, Mother D.F. Israel, to close the statement.
Okay. I want to read Isaiah 13, a banner unto the high mountain. Exalt the voice unto them. Shake the hand that they may go into the gates of the noble. Verse 3. I have commanded my sanctified ones. I have also called my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my highestness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Mother D.F. Israel. Okay, so we're going to keep the ball game rolling. We got Brother Titus still on the line. All right, Brother Titus.
Yes, sir.
Now, we come to find out that Judah scattered all nations, right? Now,
yes, sir.
Let's see what Yahuwah had to say about Judah. Now he said he scattered them to all nations, and he said it was a lawgiver. But let's see what he had to say over there in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 and verse 7. He said Judah is a lawgiver. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. He said Judah is a lawgiver. One second, real quick, Brother Titus. He said, Judah is a lawgiver, right? But also he said, that I'm coming to find out it's scattering all the nations. So what they need to know in the book of 33, verse 1 and verse 7, the ones that scattered all nations.
All right, we're going to the fifth book of the Heavenly Tithes, the first five books of the Torah instruction, the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 33, verse 1 and verse 7. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 1 reads, this is the blessing wherewith Moses, the man of Yahuwah, blessed the children of Israel, the Israelites, before his death.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 7 reads, and this is the blessing of Yada, Judah. And he said, hear Yahuwah, the voice of Yada, Judah. Bring him into his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and you be your help unto him from his enemies.
Mm. See, come to find out that out of the mouth of Moses, the blessings was being told to the children of Israel before his death, right? That's why I wanted to make sure he let the children of Israel know verse 7. And that Yahdah Judah need to know this, that's on all four corners of the earth, that the blessing of Yahdah Judah is Yahuwah, hear the voice of Yahdah Judah. He said, bring him unto his people and let his hands be sufficient for him. So the thing is, and help to him from his enemies.
Yahdah Judah has to understand that he got a cry to Yahuwah, that Yahuwah here when he ready to get an oar. See, the thing is, he got to know his blessing. But let's see what else Yahuwah had to say about him that we can read. We want to make sure that we let's go read something that Yahdah Judah got to do. So they got to get anointed so they can receive this blessing, though, so Yahuwah can hear their voice. So let's see what Yahdah Judah got to do on in Acts chapter 13, verse 27.
Go to the book of Acts, chapter 13. Book of Acts, chapter 13, verse 27. Acts, chapter 13, verse 27. For they that dwelt at Yahdah in their roots, because they knew him not, nor yet the voices of the seers, which I read every Sabbath day, they have fulfilled them and condemned him.
So Judah got to come and hear the voices of the seer. That's read every Sabbath day. And he got to sit down with the voices of the true Israelites if he want to do that. So, and tune in, too. Tune in. So, tune in to the blog, the Blog Talk Radio broadcast, and just sit down and get your pen and paper. Because right now, we got a lot of work to do. And we got to do some, and what he's saying first, Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11, Brother Titus.
All right, we're going to 1 Corinthians 10, 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11.
Mm-hmm.
Now all things are happening to them for an example, for they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come.
So we got to make sure that we come and get the things that's written for our learning. And where we come and do that at? Where we do that at, Brother Titus? Let me get one more in with you before you get your closing statement. Where we do that so we can make sure we get our learning? Brother Titus, turn to the book of Sirach. And let me get that chapter... Give me 51 verse 23. Give me Sirach 51 verse 23. Yeah, because we gotta go make sure we get anything that's written for our learning. Make sure we land somewhere. Where we gotta land at, Brother Titus, that we can read?
Sirach chapter 51, verse 23 reads, "Draw near to me, you are learned, and dwell in the temple of Yahuwah's learning."
Mm-hmm. So you got to come to the temple of Yahuwah's learning and get this information every Sabbath day. And, get in where you fit in. We want to make sure that you know what's going on when you come up in there, because Yahuwah had to say something to us. But before get to close the statement in, Brother Titus, and just sit back until they close this thing out. You're on the clock.
I am going to 2 Chronicles
in the temple
chapter 30, verse 12. 2 Chronicles. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 12. Read. "Also, in Yahdah, the hand of Yahuwah will forgive them one mind to do the Torah instructions of the king and of the prince by the word of Yahuwah." Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. And I see we're going to just keep this ball game rolling, Brother Titus. Keep your books open until they shut the show down. And so what we're going to do is we're going to go, Jeremy, read, give me that 15-4 of Romans.
Hallelujah, boy. Romans chapter 15, verse 4 read. "Whatsoever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, mm-hmm. that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope.
The 15th what?
Oh.
Hallelujah. Wow. So let's find out what's written over there in Leviticus 23. And give me verse 1, 2, and 3.
I'm going to Leviticus of the Heavenly Tablets, first five books for instruction. Leviticus 23. Going to Leviticus 23, verse 1 through 3. Leviticus chapter 23. Verse 1. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, the Israelites, and said to them, concern the feast of Yahweh, which you should proclaim to be righteous gathering, even these are my feasts.
Mm-hmm.
3. 6 days the work be done, but mm-hmm. the 7 days is the Sabbath of rest, a righteous gathering. You should do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh and all your mm-hmm. brothers.
Chapter mm-hmm.
Verse 4.
Verse 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous gathering, which you should proclaim in their seed.
24.
Verse 24 reads,